Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, coworker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Well, hello and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. For some reason, the technology wasn't working well, and somehow we just got through to the show tonight. Okay, well, thank you all for your patience and for standing by. We're just waiting for some other connections to come to light here, and then we'll proceed. I want you to know that we've had a very good show last week. We thank all of you all for tuning in. Very good show last weekend. We anticipate tonight being another good show. Tonight's topic is going to be, can you be in love with more than one person at the same time? Once again, can you be in love with more than one person at the same time? And we are certainly waiting for my co-host to go ahead and press. And if you want to talk to the host tonight, make sure you press 1, and we'll try to get you in to make certain that you're able to tune in with us as well. All right. Can you be in love with more than one person at the same time? Let me first go ahead and bring in my co-host, Ms. Cross, all the way from the South Dakota. Ms. Cross, welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. You're live.
Hello. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening. We've got some noise in your background, but I do know you're traveling. Ms. Cross, just so my listening audience, those that may be new tonight, tell them what it is that you do and how you do it.
Well, I am a master's level social worker. I'm also a certified anger management facilitator through Your Worth Incorporated. I'm actually the CEO and founder. So if anyone needs any anger management classes or if you want help with managing your anger, my number is 954-825-8500, and I'm always here to help.
Okay, great. Great. Let me just ask you quickly here, and that is, just from our title tonight, can you be in love with more than one person at the same time? Give me your take on that. Then I'm going to chime in and give my take on that.
Well, that's a hard call. I think that you can love more than one person because I feel like if you genuinely love someone, it's hard to just turn love off. But to be in the whole concept of in love, I think being in love is like a kind of an infatuation. And it's hard to have an infatuation, I think, with and be so consumed with more than one person. I feel like that would be a lot to take in at one time. So I do think that two people, you can love two people at the same time, but I don't know about being in love. I don't know if that's probably, but I don't know.
You know, the opinion, I do want to put this out there, the opinions that are expressed on the Dr. Jesse Walker Show are those of my own, my co-hosts, and our callers. And we have no control over what their thoughts might be, so we put that disclaimer out there. And, of course, there's nothing that absolute, nothing to say that any of us could be right or any of us could be wrong. And it's merely we're just offering some opinions, and it's all for educational and information purposes. You know, the gist of this show is take whatever it is that, you know, might benefit you to make life better for you. That's what the show is all about. It's a relationship show that we're hoping that you can dissect what's important to you, take from it what you will, and then go on and hopefully you have a wonderful life with whatever you learn from the show. And, of course, you know, nothing's written in stone. You know, just like medicine science. It's an inexact science. It's a practice.
Yes.
Law, it's a practice.
Yes.
And we're not given any legal or medical or any psychological advice on this show. It's merely just an opinion for informational purposes and discussion. So my take, having said that, my take, can you be in love with more than one person at the same time? I say, yes, you can. I mean, it happens all the time, you know, where people are in a dilemma, and I know we're going to argue this tonight. We're going to discuss this tonight, you know, where people feel that, hey, you might be in love with one and lust with the other one. Well, you know, let's look at love. Can anybody give a real clear definition of what love really is? And love for some, one person may be something different to completely different another person. So, you know, lust. I mean, we lust, perhaps we lust every day. You see a nice-looking woman, and you're like, wow, she's gorgeous. I mean, that's a flirtatious thought. But could that also be perceived as lustful in your mind? Gee, you see this nice guy. You know you're married. You're in a committed relationship. All the women are going, ooh, ah, over this guy. And you're saying, yeah, he is cute. He is fine. I mean, is that lust? So have you stepped outside of your boundaries of your commitment, or are you simply being human? Are you simply being human? Miss Cross, what do you think on all of this here? I mean, have you not seen a guy that looks just gorgeous and, like, you know, knowing that you're in a committed relationship? I mean, hopefully. Yes. Go ahead.
Well, attraction is real. So I feel like you can see someone and be attracted to them. And not just so much even only because of the looks, but just because of the person, you know, who the person is sometimes, that personality can pull you in sometimes. So to say that you're in a committed relationship and you've never been attracted to anyone else, I think that that would be hard for me to find someone who would say that. Because attraction is real, you know, it's different things that attract you to different people. So I think that that does happen more often than not.
Okay, so can people who say, well, oh, because I'm married, I would never look at another man, or a man says, oh, because I'm married, I'm never going to look at another woman. How realistic is that, in your opinion?
I think you can look, but it's your action. Because you might see someone and say, oh, you know, like Idris Elba, he's like, he is very pleasing to the eye, to me, you know, to each his own. But, and if
right.
I was being in a relationship, he's still pleasing to the eye. I can't say he's not. But the whole thing is, it's all about me acting on it. You know, if I'm in a commitment, just because of me, I'm going to be committed to my commitment. But that's not to say that I'm not going to look at someone else and say that they're not, they're not attractive. They'll have eyes, you know.
Okay.
But it's all about me acting on it.
Right. But what about your let's keep that word in mind, acting on it, you know, action, you know, mobility, you know, acting out on it. Now, what if you have a coworker and says, hey, don't you think that guy's really gorgeous? You know, he's really good looking. And this ain't happened, he is good looking. Now, what would you say? Would you turn your head or close your eyes? Or would you respond to your
coworker? Well, I don't know if this is right or wrong, but me, I would say, yeah, he is attractive. I can't deny
the
truth.
Okay. Right. So, okay, you can't deny the truth that you're saying. And remember now, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Attraction is in
that
the
is
eye of the beholder.
Too.
That's fair to say, right? So now, is that any different from you're acting on that because you're responding to what your coworker asked you? So is that any, I mean, you know, of course you didn't go out there and say, here's my phone number, give me a call when you have nothing to do. But do you act on it by responding to your coworker or not? Is that a form of action?
Yeah, but I'm thinking the way I'm thinking is me pursuing him,
trying to do something
other than just saying, okay, he's attractive. Because I think a lot of people are attractive. That doesn't mean that I'm going to pursue something with them. So
I see. All right, well, let's find out what some of our audience is going to think. You're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walk Show, 347-857-1769. You can also tune in at drjwalker.com. DrJWalker.com. Yes, I believe it's there. All right, let's go to tonight's story. I want you all to really hear this story tonight because, you know, at the top of the hour, we ask some questions, Ms. Cross, you and I, and sometimes as the story progresses, we find ourselves maybe changing, you know, our thoughts that we had at the top of the hour. All right, let's take a look here. Could you be in love with more than one person at the same time? I say yes. Ms. Cross is give me clarity on it, Ms. Cross, if I'm wrong. But you said it's possible that you can be in love with one person and lust with another. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I would say that's fair to say.
Okay. Oh, and I say you can't be in love with more than one person at the same time. Tonight's characters are Xavier. We have Xavier, Wanda, and Yolanda. All three of them. Xavier, Wanda, and Yolanda. Now, Xavier happens to be a charming, handsome, and very successful man in his mid-30s. He divorced just over a year ago and has clearly moved on. In fact, Xavier is dating five, not four, not three, not two, not one. Xavier is dating five women at the same time, two of whom he feels he may have seriously fallen in love with. He insists he does not know exactly how it happened, but he knows that he feels strongly about Wanda and Yolanda more so than the other three women. All the women are clearly drawn to his charismatic and charming personality, as well as his honesty in letting all the women know that he's seen other women. Somehow or other, the women appreciate Xavier being honest with them, although it may not always be pleasant to them. Recently, he told Wanda and Yolanda on separate occasions that he was in love with them. Both ladies had previously told him how they felt about him and uttered those very words weeks before he even told them. As a matter of fact, all five women are in love with him, but he feels he is only in love with Wanda and Yolanda because of the chemistry and compatibility that he has with both of them. Now, due to the fact that each woman feels she's so strongly about him, Wanda and Yolanda are both asking him to make a decision to be exclusive with one of them. This is a very tough dilemma for Xavier, poor guy, because he never thought he could be in love with more than one woman at the same time. Now comes his quest to be honest with Wanda and Yolanda concerning his decision. Xavier has elected to let them both know that he can't make a decision on this because they both captivate his heart, poor guy, and he can't see himself being without either of them. Unfortunately, and you know, I got to put this out there. Unfortunately, as painful as it is, Wanda and Yolanda have both decided to just hang in there a little longer in hopes that one of them will ultimately be the one. The question is crossed that we start out with tonight, Xavier's poor dilemma. Is it Xavier's fault that the ladies are drawn to him? Is it really his fault? Charming guy, handsome guy.
Well, I'll say this. It sounds like Xavier was honest with these women. And he let them know, I'm assuming let them know about each other. Of course, you know, he probably didn't let them know how deep he was feeling for each of them. But they made a choice to, you know, to continue with this relationship. So to be honest with you, I don't blame Xavier. You know, if you allow something, then, you know, he was allowed to do this. They were, you know, they were okay with this. So I don't blame Xavier. Now, I'm not even with the women, you know, to each his own. So I'm trying not to judge. But they have to understand that they may, you know, all of this to him may have been in vain. Because if he chooses one over the other, then it kind of was a waste of time. You kind of put your feelings and sacrifice what you're, you know, and compromise you being priority for a man that didn't make you priority.
So I
don't blame him, though. I really don't blame him. I just, you know, you just have to know what you're signing up for. So you have to know that it sounds like this is a game of chess, so you may not win. So I think Yolanda and Wanda have to figure it out, but they have to know that he may not choose them, and they have to be okay with that.
Okay, but Ms. Cross, is it fair to say, and I'm asking this question, is it fair to say that it's possible that all relationships are a gamble? I mean, you never know. You're married today and divorced tomorrow. I mean, you're in a loving relationship today, and you're telling your coworkers all about this fantastic guy or girl that you've met, and a month later, you're not even together anymore. So aren't all relationships a gamble?
It really is, but some people don't realize they're at a casino, you know, that they're playing blackjack. At least with these women, they knew they were playing blackjack, you know.
Okay.
So it's kind of like, to me, the gamble is, the stakes are even higher now because you know that you're not the only one. So some people, like I said, some people are okay with that. They're open. They're okay with open relationships. But, you know, now you're at the point where everybody's in love. It sounds like everybody's in love. And you're, you know, now he has to choose between these two women. So I don't know. To each his own, but I feel like, you know, in relationships, I feel like everyone wants to be priority. You know, I would think so.
I would think so, too. I mean, and there's nothing wrong with that. But, I mean, here we've got, you know, here again we go back. Can you be in love with? How could Xavier possibly be in love with two women? He's got five women in love with him, and two women whom he's decided that he's really in love with. I mean, he's got these feelings, and he just can't shake it. And again, I say that I think it's possible. You know,
because,
and you may love them,
you know,
differently, but you're in love with them, or more
than
one person.
I think that both of the women fulfill something, one of those, you know, those intrinsic needs we talked about, right? So two women, they're fulfilling the different needs on different levels. I don't remember the name of the song, but the guy was singing and he was like, he was in love with two women. One girl kind of fulfilled his physical needs. The other girl fulfilled him mentally, you know? So that's what happened. Like the two of them kind of equal one. So now I guess he has to make his list as to which one fulfills his needs more.
Right.
So
I mean, there,
somebody's going to be left holding the bag.
Right. And I agree with that. I agree with that. You know, somebody's going to be left holding the bag, and that's just an unfortunate thing. You know, but it's so real. It is so real. You know, just like anything else, we have it out there where, you know, people are actually in love with more than one person. There's a song from 1976, I believe it is, Mary McGregor, that she went and she talked about this song. I don't know if you recall the song. There are times when a woman has to say what's on her mind. These are the lyrics from her song. I'll tell you the song in a minute. Before I see another word, she goes on to say, let me tell you I love you. Let me tell you I love you. Let me hold you close and say these words as gently as I can. And as she goes on to say this here, she lets the person know that there's been another man. Now, she's talking to the first one, and she says, there's been another man that I've needed and I've loved. Okay?
Wow.
But that doesn't mean I love you less. You see, at the same time, she's talking about these two men. And he knows he can't possess me, talking about the other man, and he knows he never will. Knows he can't have her. There's just this empty place inside of me, she goes on to say, that only he can feel. All right, she's talking about the other man now, while she's talking to her one man. And then she goes on to say she's torn between two lovers. Torn between two lovers. That's the name of the song. Feeling like a fool. Loving both of you is breaking all the rules, because the rules are love one person at a time. And she tells him she's torn between two lovers, and she feels like a fool. You know, and that's because she's saying loving you both is actually breaking all the rules. So, you know, and then, you know, furthermore, she goes on in her lyrics and says, you mustn't think this of me just because of who I am. You were the first real love I ever had. She's talking to this guy. But then she's also letting them know that the other guy and all the things I ever said, I swear they still are true. You know, for no one else can have a part of me that I gave to you. I mean, this, when you think about it, doesn't it make sense? Torn between telling one person, and she's telling him how he feels a certain spot and void in her heart, and yet this other one does too. You know, and one can't possess her and never will, but in her heart she knows that she's torn between these two lovers, and she feels like a fool in being that way, because at the end of the day, she realized that breaking all the rules, you know, loving both of them is actually, in fact, breaking all the rules. You know, I mean, how sad is that? Or is it sad? Or isn't she being honest?
Yeah, she is being very honest.
She's being very honest.
It's very possible, because it sounds like she had someone who introduced her to love, right? Someone that she was in love with, introduced her to love, and then she finds a new love. She's showing her something different than she's seen before. And I feel like when you genuinely love someone, love doesn't just turn on and off. So I could understand her still loving the man who she was with before. But now it's like maybe she's at a different level in life, and this new guy is showing her something different. And now she's like, okay, I love him. Like the selfish part of her, kind of, because let's call it a spade a spade. The selfish part of her, she doesn't want to let go of what she already knows and let go of the love that she knows that she already has that's genuine and real to be, you know, and let it go and just have this new love. But it's kind of selfish. I don't think it's fair to the person who signed up for just the one person.
You think it's selfish to be in love with two people at the same time?
Yeah, like because the song is so, because she's being upfront with him, but the guy who she was with, it sounds like he had no idea this was going on. And now he's in a predicament to where he's no longer the priority. Like she has the option to choose, but he didn't sign up for that. He signed up for a commitment.
Right. You know, that's just so unfortunate. This is the world we live in, though, and it's like, is it fair? Probably not. You know, but the fact of the matter is, it happens. Let's go to the phone line. Let's keep you. If you want to speak to the host or co-host or talk to an issue that we're speaking to, press 1 on your dial at this time. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to South Florida, 305-788. Welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. You're live. Who do we have on the air with us? All right, 305-788. All right, perhaps you're just going to stand by. Let's go to take another caller, 305-769. All right, hang on a second. All right, let's try it again, 305-769. You're on the air live.
Yes, this is Augustine. How y'all doing tonight?
We're doing great. Audrey B., what do you think? First of all, let me ask you the question, the age-old question, and that is, can you be in love with more than one person at the same time, Audrey B.?
I believe you can love more than one person, but you cannot be in love with more than one person.
Okay, so how is this happening to Xavier, Wanda, and Yolanda? This guy says he's in love with both women, and he doesn't know how it happened. But he knows, he feels that he's in love with both of them.
Well, what is going on is one woman is giving him part of what he needs, and another woman is giving him the other part of what he needs. It's like he's trying to build the perfect woman, and there's no perfect person. But it's up to the woman. We women, what we have to do is, I would bow out. You know, I wouldn't. He would have to choose. I would let him take the other woman. I would want to be number two or number three or, you know, I would bow out. And this way he won't have to choose. You know what's going to happen? Whichever one he chooses, he's going to hunger for the other one more because he lost one. He's trying to build the perfect woman. And that's what we're doing in this society today. Men have more than one woman. They're trying to build a superwoman in one woman. And there's no one woman or no one man that can give us everything we need. It's not possible.
Okay, but Audrey B., with you saying that, if you're going to bow out, I'm thinking Xavier, he's got five women in love with him. You're going to bow out. He's in love with these two women, Wanda and Yolanda. So let's say one of them bow out. Okay, that makes it a little easier. And then he might transfer some of his feelings that he had for the one that bows out to one of the other three women that, you know, or meet another woman.
And then that would make me free to go find somebody else who would love me. And
that's true.
Me.
But what if David is this guy that, this is unusual guy, and of course we're not just talking gender, it can go either way, but if he's this unusual guy that you're like, you never met a man like him, and then, Ms. Cross, I want to bring you in just a second and ask you a question. I want you to think about the TV show The Bachelor or The Bachelorette. I want you to think about that And was there anything different from Xavier, Wanda, and Yolanda? You know, if you want to speak to the host tonight, press 1. We want to hear from you all. And Audrey B., tell me. You know, I mean, he just goes and finds another woman.
But that's okay. But it won't be
it's
me.
It's okay. Right, it won't be you, and I like the fact that you say that. But wouldn't you be longing and hungry for him as well and figure, why didn't he take me? Why didn't he take me over the other woman?
No.
Wouldn't you be thinking about that?
No, no.
If you had longing, are you telling me, Audrey, you can turn your feelings on and off just like that?
I have a friend that's been my friend since 1998.
Right.
And he's been my friend. And I love him with all my heart, but he's my friend. And he
loves
me.
Have you ever been involved with him? Were you ever involved in him?
Never. And
okay,
to this
so
day, we're still friends. Yeah. But you know what?
Right,
he's a great man.
Right, but
he's
but,
just my friend.
Right,
but
a man
doesn't love
you...
me. He doesn't love me.
Okay. Audrey, we're going to ask you to stand by just a second. Let's go to the phone lines once again. Let's try that number again, 305-788. Are you there? 788? Okay, perhaps not. Maybe they don't know their number exactly. All right, let's go to another caller, 786-489. Welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, 786-489. You're live.
Yeah. Good afternoon. Good evening.
Good evening. Who do we have with us this evening?
This is Stephen.
Stephen, thank you for joining us. Stephen, what is going on? I mean, I mean, poor Xavier, he's in love with two women. Is that possible?
Yeah, it's possible, yeah. I mean, without putting myself out there, you know, back in the day, you know, but what I see is I've always learned it's about 4 different types of love, you know. We have agape, eros, thego, and there's another one. And one of them with the friendship type of love, I think with the one lady was talking about, she loved this guy, but he didn't love her. If you
right.
know you and understand you got a friendship, you just kind of hold your love, you know, for a friendship.
Kind of a
you know,
platonic love, right.
Yeah, you know, and I've got this with a couple of women, young ladies. We're just friends, and I care for them like a sister. You know, you got a sister brother type of love. You know,
right.
You got that lust love, which is a common love to have, and you see some pow pow boom bam. You know,
right.
And then you got the love that you want to nurture, the love to nurture, agape love, unconditional love. You would die for
right.
this woman. You really care for and stuff like that. So if
right.
you're looking at the 4 different types of love and you're saying, can you love 2 people, I would say yes. Yes, you can. But
uh-huh.
if you're talking about agape love for marriage, I'm looking, you know, love for marriage, 2 different ones, that would be – that to do that, you would need to be – that would be tough for me. I couldn't do that. You know, 2 agape love or 2 women I wanted to marry. Now, if you – had a woman that you love, and then a couple years later, had a woman, found a woman that you love, and then both of them came back in your life. Woo! I wouldn't want to experience that one, okay? Because
uh-huh.
both the feelings may come back up. Both the feelings may come back up, and you might have
mm-hmm.
situations that the young lady expressed about, I love this person, given this other person has these needs I love, and you got yourself loving 2 different people. For
uh-huh.
different reasons, because one of them don't give you everything, and the 2 will give you what you need, and you end up loving those 2 individuals real deeply. And
mm-hmm.
most men ain't gonna make up their mind. I'm gonna tell you that now.
They're
not gonna make up their mind.
Right.
They gonna hang on to that one.
Hold on.
they gonna hang on to that.
And I agree with that. And, you know, the interesting thing, and Stephen, let me ask you this. I got to ask this question. You know, we're going to ask all of you on standby. We're going to speak to the host tonight, co-host, or you're going to speak to a comment. Please press 1, send in your comments as well. Now, without putting yourself out there to incriminate yourself, of course, I got to ask this question. Is it possible, you know, some people say that love never dies. You know, true love never dies. That's the saying out there. True love never dies. So you break off with a person, whether it was a marriage or it was a relationship that you were once in love with. Now all of a sudden you're separated. And now you've moved on, but somehow or other you run across that person that you were truly in love with, and you're already in another relationship. I don't know, Stephen, if it's ever happened to you, but when you ran across that person again, did your heart just kind of feel a certain way that left your mouth open? Like, wow, man, Craig, day in the morning, this girl has just messed up my mind. Has that ever happened to you, Stephen, without putting yourself out there so you don't get crucified this evening?
Yeah, in a relationship, I'm talking about a relationship, not a marriage, in a relationship.
Right. Yes.
Decades ago, you've been with someone and you lost them, you know, they was gone, and then you got another one, and then she comes back, and you say, wow, man, that has happened. Because, and then if you, now you have a choice whether to engage or just leave it alone. Because if you engage, you're going to stir up old feelings. And technically, if you committed to a young lady in a relationship, you don't need to be going over and stirring up old feelings, because them old feelings are going to come. You know, I agree with you. You can feel that way about a person, and those old feelings come up because you share some good times, you know, some good loving times, and you don't forget those. But yet you're supposed to be over here with another woman committed that you got some good times with. But you saw this person come around the corner. You ain't saw in 2 years, and bam, boom, baby, where you been at? I miss you. So you gotta be careful. But you have a choice of not to engage. You can say hello, how you doing? I'm doing fine. How your family? All right, goodbye. Glad to see you. Bye. But you know,
Stephen,
you gotta be
the reality of it is.
But
Stephen, the reality of it is, when you run across that true love again, and your heart flickers a little bit. It is not easy. It will not be easy. The human factor kicks in, and it is not easy to just say, hello, how you doing? You know, you get a little hug, and then, you know, you think that's the end of it. Your mind is messed up. It is, because now you're going back to this other person who, you know, you're trying to get with this woman that you're committed with, or the man you're committed with, and now you're thinking, my goodness, and they ask you, well, you're sitting there with them and you're daydreaming, and they're saying, well, what's on your mind? What are you thinking about? And then you lie. You tell a lie. Oh, I'm not thinking about anything. When you know good and well, you're thinking about that woman that you saw today, and now she's into your spirit for the next 2-3 weeks, and then on to the next several months. And now you're trying to figure out, where did she go? Where has she been? What has she been doing? Ms. Stephen, we're going to ask you to stand by just a second, Ms. Cross. I got to bring you back in. Ms. Cross, how is this story tonight any different from The Bachelor or The Bachelorette? Haven't you seen those shows where the guy says, unless you don't believe it, he says, I can't make my decision. I love these three women. I really love, you know, I don't know who to give the rose to now. You know, and The Bachelorette, the same thing. What's the difference?
I think it's totally possible. If you give me 10 men to choose from, and all of these men are amazing men, or, you know, even if 7 of them are amazing, and they have these amazing qualities, I spend time with all of them, of course I'm going to be like, I don't know who to choose. But I don't know if I'm going to be so head over heels in love with all of them. I don't even know if I would love them, because I feel like love takes time, you know. But if you're going to allow me to have my cake and eat it too, it's like you're putting me at a buffet. And you're like, you have all of your favorite food. I'm going to want to sample a little bit of everything. That is, I mean, that's kind of human nature. If you allow me to, I will, you know. But I would not want someone to do that to me. You know, I would hate to be, like, commit myself to someone and be so head over heels, and then I find out that they have somebody else and they're debating if they're going to choose me or her. I would be like I would be like the caller. I would be like, you can have her. And it would be hurtful for me. But in my mind, I always believe that what's for you cannot – my mom has a saying, what's for you can't be unfor you. Because that's – to me, it's like that's who God sent for me. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to allow you to put me on the back burner and say, okay, I got to choose between these two women. If you're doing that in the background and I have no idea, you know, there's this other saying in my culture, what the eye don't see, the heart don't limp. I don't really know. But if it's something that I know, it would be hard for me to say, okay, well, he had to choose, like he should have known, because I knew. You know, I would feel a little offended.
Right. So, Miss Cross, what you're telling me is that you would never go on the show The Bachelor.
No.
Is that fair to say?
No.
You know, but you could do a show The Bachelorette. Is that what you're telling me?
I wouldn't want to do the show The Bachelorette because that would be very confusing for me. Because I am a very emotional person, and I'm sure I would be like The Bachelorette debating between the five guys or something. I would be that woman.
All right. So is it fair to say then, remember sometimes we change our thoughts from the top of the hour as the show progresses. So is it fair to say, based on what you've heard tonight and based on some of the analogies, is it fair to say then that a person could possibly be in two people, be in love with two people, more than one person at the same time? Is it fair to say?
No, I don't think it would be in love. I think it would just be a form of,
infatuation.
You know, like you have options. And infatuation and kind of like, I don't think you can love them. I don't think you would be in love. I think you can love two people at the same time.
Yes.
Because I do believe that love, you don't really turn love off. But I don't think that you would be like, I'm in love with these two guys. Because in a sense, you're taking one, you would have to withdraw yourself a little bit from one and give yourself more to the other. It's kind of impossible to give 50-50. Somebody, you're going to like somebody a little more.
Yes.
Okay.
And I feel like when you're in love, you can't see past, you know, who's in front of you.
Okay. All right. Audrey B., let's bring you in just for a second. Audrey B., a quick yes or no, you know, if you don't mind. Is it, in your opinion, is it possible to be in love with more than one person at the same time?
Augustine. Yeah, it's okay. I think you can love more than one person, but you cannot be in love with more than one person. You know, and I have experienced that. You know, not me, but a couple of gentlemen who was in love with me.
Okay.
At the same time, and what I did is I pulled myself out of all their lives because it was confusing.
Really?
It was confusing me, and it was causing too much stress because they were trying too hard. And so what I did is I removed myself.
Oh, I see. I see. Stephen, just quickly. Stephen. I hear you. Stephen, in your opinion, is it possible to be in love with more than one person at the same time? I say clearly yes. I think you can be.
I feel that for me, not really being, you can love two or three people, but you can't be the in love, deeply love, agape love that I want and I need with more than one person, because that's too much spreading myself to too many people. I'm just going to be one way with it. And I'm going to be in love with you, and I'm going to love you 100%, because I don't believe in that 40-50% stuff, you know. So from my experience, one person I could be in love with, another person is just a lottie-dottie. You know, I love you, but, hey, you know, that's what it is, you know. I ain't in love with you and deep in love with you, because that's too much for your heart and mind to deal with, man. If you think about it, trying to, that's too deep. I haven't done that. That's too deep to get into for me personally to love someone like that. I don't want to deal with that. I wouldn't want to deal with that. I have not ever dealt with that.
Let me ask this question. I got to throw this out there, and then we got to take some of the comments. We're only 19 minutes before we close the show out. I got to ask this question. Is it that we're thinking this way about monogamous relationships because we live in Western culture where that's what we've been conditioned to believe? But what if you live in another culture where that's non-traditional, where you have, you know, there's multiplexity, where multiple relationships, you know, this is all perhaps we know, but if there's other cultures, is it possible that that's the norm? Where this, we might have been conditioned to believe, this is not the norm. See, would that make a difference? You don't know because you're not in that culture, right? Fair to say?
Yeah. If I was in that culture, Dr. Walker, say, like in certain parts of Africa, where you could have a couple of people, and that's what I was raised up on, all I knew, that's the way I would go. You know, that's all I knew.
Right.
That's the culture, and that's the way I knew it. If they said it's okay to have three wives, and I didn't know no better, you know, I would have three wives. But, you know, I wasn't raised up in that culture, so I only need one, and all I wanted was one.
We're going to keep it smooth. Let's take some of the comments that have come in before we go any further. And let's see here. Audrey B., we're going to give you the first comment coming into the studio this evening. Let's see here. This writer writes in, could you be in love with more than one person at the same time? This male, he says, I was once in love with two women at the same time, just like Xavier with Wanda and Yolanda. And it was so confusing on which one to marry. So I flipped the coin and ultimately wished I had married the other one. RGB, this almost sounds, I mean, like you withdrew from both of them, but he flipped the coin and he married the one that the coin landed on, you know, whatever it was that he wished for. But then he ultimately wished he had married the other one. What happened?
Well, you know what happened? He realized that what he wanted, what he had in one, the other one didn't have. So he was searching for the perfect woman, you know, or we search for the perfect man. And we have to purge our life and our mind and our body to know what we really want in life and what is really important in love. And love means love and unconditional. And when you love total and completely and conditional, you can love one, but you can't love and be in love with more than one. You can't. Even in another culture, if you had a whole lot of wives, you're going to love one more than you love the rest, because you can't love them all. You could be in lust with them all, but you cannot love them all.
So are you telling me
in love with them all?
So are you telling me, Augustine, that in that perhaps in that culture, speculation, of course, that when that man tells the third wife, sweetie, I love you with all my heart, are you saying he's possibly lying?
He's just saying it. There's one in the harem that he loves, only one.
Mm-hmm.
The rest he. There's one he's in love with. The rest he just loves.
Okay.
You can
all
only love one.
Yeah.
All right. Stephen, let me ask you this question before we go to the next one. And that is, Stephen, is love a feeling? And in your opinion, is love a feeling?
It's a feeling and emotion. Yes, it stirs up, you know, with emotions and feeling, which can run wild with you. It can run wild. Those feelings can run wild. Those emotions can run wild. But it's, and a lot of times in relationships, it builds up. The emotions and feelings build up very strongly. And if they get out of whack, somebody's in trouble. Okay, and that's when kind of crazy stuff go on, scratching cars, turn up windows, breaking stuff. Because emotions are very dangerous. Emotions are very dangerous. I've already respected women's emotions because I wanted them to respect my emotions. It is very dangerous to deal with, and you could run across somebody that slips because of that feeling for you. And I've always had a respect for women's emotions. You gotta, you know, but some people don't, and it could be cause real problems in the emotions and feelings, dealing with people's feelings.
Oh, absolutely. All right, let's bring you in. I want to bring in Ms. Cross here, and I got to ask this question because I'm thinking about what was said earlier about how love how love plays this game sometimes. Because, you know, I gave the analogy earlier where, you know, you break up with the person and then you've moved on, or so you thought. And this is actually in my book, After the Passion, Now What? It's the first story that I've written between Bob and Sally. And, you know, you break up with someone, and then, you know, you think you've moved on. You really think you have moved on until you see this person again. You want to mess up somebody's mind that was in love with you? You know, if you see them, you know, visit somewhere where they frequent, and then you see them, and they're looking all good, and, oh, my goodness, like, it just stepped out of Essence magazine or something like that, or Men's Quarterly, you know, GQ. And then you see them, it's like, wow. And you're there, and, you know, you're trying to keep your eyes off of them. They're sitting there either alone or with someone. And, you know, are you not going to possibly go over there and say hello and just, Miss Cross, do you just go over and say hello, you know, and leave your date or take your date over there? Because you keep looking over there. Miss Cross, what do you do?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I was saying that sounds like fire. But if I see someone that I had some type of intimate relationship with, or I had a, you know, I may have had shared love with, I would say hello, but I would try to just not playing with fire, avoid that person. Because, of course, you kind of, you know, another saying that my mom is something that she has all these sayings, but she always said, old fire sticks easy to catch flame.
Mm-hmm.
Because
okay.
You already, in your mind, you've already had this intimate relationship with this person.
That's what I'm
and
talking about.
When you see them, all these memories come back and all these feelings
yes.
and butterflies start fluttering. So avoid
Absolutely.
It. Avoid it. You're done with it. So I wouldn't even go back and revisit, because I know there's a possibility that I can go back. Into
okay,
I can't fall
so,
back into that, you know, situation.
Absolutely. So true love, it's fair to say then that true love never dies. You just, it's just under the
yeah.
surface, under the radar. So it can be rekindled. Wow.
Right.
This
think,
is blue. Wow.
I think
wow.
There's always a possibility, you know. There's always a possibility because you've had something, you've had a history, you share history with this person. Not to say you will, because some relationships you leave for a reason. If you break
mm-hmm.
up with someone, it's for a reason.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you had such an intimate relationship, you know,
uh-huh.
automatically our brains go back to certain situations and you might have that little tingle, you know. But
right.
it's just like I think that you should avoid it at any cost if you're in a whole nother situation.
Wow. Okay. Let's see, Stephen. We're going to give you this next one, this next comment into the studio. We're just making some adjustments here now for it because we're trying to get a clearer reading on it. This female, she says, can you be in love with more than one person at the same time? I think you may think you are in love with more than one person at the same time, but somewhere along the way, one person will steal your heart, as been stated tonight on tonight's show. It even happened to me, and I married the man that I had more in common with, and we've been together for more than 11 years. I was also in love with the other guy, but the compatibility was not there. So, Stephen, what is she really saying? What is she saying? You know, one of them going to steal your heart. And she sought the one who she had more compatibility with.
Well, it seemed like she made the right choice because, she made the right choice for somebody she can stay
right.
with forever, because she dealt with the other person. It would have been some issues and problems which would cause, you know, breakups, getting mad and stuff like that. You know, you want to have a thought of being with somebody you're compatible with, similar goals, like-minded, and stuff like that. If you love somebody just the opposite, it ain't working right, you know, in and out, and you feel that emotion and what it might emotion run, you want to love them, you're going to have some problems. So it looked like she married the right one, and I think another caller said something about, you know, they married the wrong one. And, you know, you can do that because you've got to really get to know the person. If you're a mature adult and ask the right questions and do the right things. But she seemed like she married the right one, because if you marry someone, it's going to be over in a year or two.
Right. Right. Well, I tend to agree with that as well. I certainly do. Ms. Cross, we're going to give you the next one. This male writes in. He says, I definitely think when it comes to being in love more than one person at the same time, I definitely think you can be in love with more than one person at the same time. I have three women right now that I'm really truly in love with, and not sure which one to choose. It seems that when people are vying for your love, they tend to give you more attention. So I'm just going to ride it out. Miss Cross, what do you think? He's just going to ride it out because All the women are dying for his attention. That's got to be sweet. Right, Stephen?
He's not in love.
I'm not in love. I don't know about it being love. It sounds very selfish.
Yes.
That is sweet. You know, like I said, sometimes if you allow people, they will.
Mm-hmm.
So he's right now, he's kind of the one, he's winning 100% in this situation.
Mm-hmm.
Three women,
right.
I don't know if they know about each other, but I'm going to assume that they don't. And
okay.
You have all of them fulfilling your desires and your needs.
Mm-hmm.
Your desires and your needs, and now... You know, he's getting everything he could out of this situation. Like I said, I'm not, you know, not to judge, because if they all
uh-huh.
know about each other and they choose to be in this situation, then I guess he's the man.
Okay. So it's all right. Okay. We're going to ask you all hold your thoughts just a second, or we got about 7 minutes. Let's go to the phone lines once again, 305-542. Welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walks Show. You're live.
Hi, this is Sister K.
Sister K, thanks for joining us, Sister K.
I just wanted to say, in reference to the selfish guy with the three women, if the shoe was on the other foot, I bet if one of those women were to have a side man on him, he would be so upset. I'm not saying even three, not even two, just have one at
one.
Yes. He would be so upset because he don't want her with nobody else, but it's okay for you to be with three different people. That's so selfish. That is so selfish. He's not in love with all three of those women like that.
Mm-hmm.
He's just having his cake and eating it too.
Yes.
But is there anything wrong with having your cake and eating it too, Sister K?
Yes, it is. It's selfish. Because it's just think about it. I'm sure if he have a daughter, would he want somebody to do his daughter that way?
If his daughter is tranquil enough to make her own decisions, don't you think that she should be capable of making her own decision, Sister K? What's the point of having a cake if you can't eat it? I'm just asking. I mean, I'm not agreeing or disagreeing.
Yeah,
I'm just wondering. I hear that so often.
You just get a slice.
You just get a slice.
Okay, but
so you eat
is,
it.
But the thing is, when you're eating your cake, you keep eating it. You eat all those slices, and then eventually the whole cake is gone.
Yes.
That's the point.
Okay.
That's the same thing.
All you need is one slice. You don't need a whole cake.
And that same man with the three women is going to end up by himself.
Yes.
But,
that's right.
But, Stephen, let me ask you this question. If you made the cake, why can't you eat the whole cake? If you created that situation.
Because then you become a diabetic.
They're killing with the cake,
you're not understanding the situation with the cake. Okay. You can have your cake, and if you're eating off that cake, eventually that
right.
cake is gone. That's what I'm
right.
telling you
yeah.
with these women.
And then you bake another
so
cake.
So,
look
no.
at you.
That means another woman.
I'm just asking.
Dr. Walker.
I'm not saying I agree or disagree, but I'm just asking. You know, I'm just
and
asking.
And you know what happens? Eventually, you're going to get tired of playing that game.
Yes,
eventually.
Even the women gonna get tired of his tail, and
right.
you gonna end up with nobody because everybody know your game.
Right.
You think so?
The women gonna be gone.
Hold on. Wait a minute now. Wait a minute. I just gotta throw this out there. They just sent me something over the studio saying, "You all really believe that even though the women are gonna get tired of his game, all he does is just go to the new women that don't know him, and he starts another game." Those women don't know him. Isn't that possible, Sister K?
That's what they're going to do.
Stop it.
Wait a minute. Okay, Sister K, while I've got you on here, let me let you take this next comment. This comment comes in. This female writes in. She says, I dated a guy a few years ago who told me... who told me he couldn't decide between me and another woman. So I made the decision for you like this, Sister K. So I made the decision for him and quit him. After dating the other woman for 6 months, he tried coming back to me, but
yeah.
I refused to play games with him, even though I was still in love with him. I just could not take that chance. Sister Kate, did you send that comment in?
I will tell that'll be one of them Bishop Bullwinkles, because I would be like, hell no, I wouldn't want to deal with him anymore. I do want to keep torn with my feelings. If you played with me before, it's highly likely that you're going to do the same thing again. So you stay over there, Buster, and I'm fine over here.
But Sister K, she's still in love with him, though.
You can
But when do you love yourself? When do you
really in love with him? You can be in love, but you're through.
Yes.
You're not going through that anymore.
Okay, I'm so proud of you all.
You can choose to move on.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Make yourself a priority.
You know, when you love somebody and you really love somebody, and you love them enough to walk away when they hurt you, that's real love.
Wow.
Amen.
For yourself.
Watch as you allow yourself to be somebody's option. You're making them a priority, but you're an option for them. No, it don't work.
You have to learn to love yourself more than you love the person.
Mm-hmm.
I love that thought. Mm-hmm. Let me give you this final comment here that's come in. This female says, I don't personally think you can be in love with more than one person at the same time, just like Ms. Cross has been saying. I think you can be in love with one and in lust with the other. Ms. Cross, she seems to agree with you that one is love and one is lust. But why not just have you taken lust one and love the other one? What do you think, Ms. Cross?
Because you know what happens, it ends up catching up to you. Because the thing is, if we look at it, it's not right to do that to someone, and that's not what they kind of signed up for. You know, so I am a big believer in karma, and like what you give, what you put out is what you're going to eventually get back.
Yeah.
So even if you're having the best time of your life in the beginning, it will come back to you.
Preach.
And then you're going to have, you know, I have this thing where you make your decisions, but you don't choose the consequences. So you may have chosen two wonderful men who loved you, and you end up losing both of them.
Yes.
Wow.
Because of
your
own selfishness. So it's something to definitely, think about before you make those decisions.
Okay, on a final note, then we're running out of time. We got about 25 seconds. Ms. Cross, I just got to ask this question. I got to throw it out there. So, you know, can you be in love with more than one person at the same time? We've had different views and different opinions on that. What's the best advice you'd have for Xavier, Wanda, and Yolanda? What's the best advice you'd give him if you were advising him right now, Ms. Cross?
I would tell him to make a choice. Because, you know, just because they both already knew, so this is what they signed up for. But at the end of the day, he needs to be fair to them and be fair to himself, because that is a lot to juggle two relationships. So he needs to sit back and really make a choice.
All right.
And
be okay with that. Okay, on that note, we're clearly out of time, you all. We're actually going overtime, you know, but I just got to throw this in. Join us here tomorrow night for your half-hour inspirational program, 7 to 7:30. Of course, if you choose to bypass tomorrow night's program, join us back here live next Thursday for the Dr. Jesse Walk Show, when the topic will be, you really don't want to miss something, you all. This is going to be a great topic next week. Are relationships a gamble? Are relationships a gamble? Ms. Cross, just quickly, are relationships a gamble? Are they?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes,
they are.
Yes.
Okay, you heard it live. Next week, tomorrow night, you all, 7:30, or next Thursday. Until tomorrow, next Thursday, I take my listening audience around the world. Good night, God bless, and thank you, God. Good night, everybody.
Good night,
everyone.
Good night.
Good night.